So yesterday we left off at the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Bet, top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, with the statement of Rav Simlai, the Dorash Rav Simlai, that there's 613 mitzvot that are in the Torah. 611 of them we got Torah Tzivelanu Moshe, and then the last two we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Anochi Melo Yelecha. The Gemara is now going to go through a series of memrot, which actually reduced the number of mitzvot. And why are we going through the reduction of the mitzvot? So the Rivan brings over here. Shebetchila yu tzadikim. In the beginning, they were great tzadikim. But yicholim lekabel old mitzvot harbe. They could deal with a lot of mitzvot. Aval dorot achronim, the later generations, lo yet tzadikim kol kach. They weren't such great tzadikim. And if they had to keep all the mitzvot, in lecha adam shezocheh, nobody could keep up with it. So therefore, the statements, we're going to see that the Nevi'im came down and they were mitzamtzim. They brought them down and gave us a more concise view or list of the mitzvot. And so we'll pay attention, I'll speak about it in a minute, but pay attention to the type of mitzvot that are included here in these lists. So Bad David, it's the top of Chav Damad Amud Aleph, the third line down. Bad David ve'midam al-achatisrei. David came and reduced the number of mitzvot from 613 down to 11. Tichtiv, Mizmor de David. So this is in the Tehillim, Perek Tedvav, this is the whole parak here. Hashem, mi yagur ba'alecha u'mi yishkon v'har kodeshecha. Who's gonna dwell in your tent, and who will rest in your har kodesho, in your holy mountain? Holeich tamim. That's number one. The next one is Poel Tzedek, right? One who does righteousness. Vid dover emet vil vavo, who speaks truthfully. Lo ragal alishono, he does not speak slander. Vlo asal reu ra'ah, does not do bad by others. Vecherpal nasal krovo, right? He holds no a grudge or does not embarrass his relative. Nibzeb einav nimas, someone who is unpleasant or Kadosh Baruch Hu is not positive to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nimas is disgusting to him. Vet yirei Hashem yichabed, is number 8. Those that fear Hashem, he gives honor to. Number 9 is nishbala ra velo yamir, he takes a shvua for not to do something and he keeps it. Kaspo donatan beneshech, he does not give his money with interest. Veshochad al naki lo lakach, and he doesn't take shochad on those that are naki. So that's up to 11. So now what it says about those, whoever does this will never fall over, will never be toppled. So now the Gemara goes through each of the items that he mentions. Holech tamim. Who is a holech tamim? Who's a personal example of holech tamim? That's Abraham. Tichtiv, italech lifanai veye tamim. Right, walk before me and be whole, be solid. Poel Tzedek. What is Poel Tzedek? This is a righteous worker. That's Gagon Abba Chilkiyo. Abba Chilkiyo, the Gemara tells us in the Gemara in Tanit, that the Rabbanan came to Abba Chilkiyo in order to ask him to daven for rain on their behalf. But he was a sakhir. He was a worker, and he did not want to even answer them shalom at the time, because he felt like that was taking away from the person who had hired him, was taking away time from him. So that's a Poel Tzedek, someone who works in a righteous manner, does not take from the owner's time at all. Dover emet bilvavo, one who speaks truth in his heart. Who's that? Gagon Rav Safra. So Rav Safra we've bumped into a number of times. We've the Gemara tells us this story. The story Rashi brings it over here from the Shiltot, but it's also we saw it in Rashi and Baba Batra as well, and I think we also saw a reference to it in Sanhedrin, which is that Rav Safra was davening and he was saying Kriyat Shema and he couldn't interrupt, and some individual came and wanted to buy something from him, and he told him a price while he was in the middle of Kriyat Shema, and Rav Safra does not respond to him. And then the person thinks the reason he's not responding is because the bid is too low. So he keeps raising his bid. At the end, Rav Safra finishes davening, and he says to him, I want you to know that you can have it for this price, even though the person was willing to pay much more. Because Rav Safra said, In my heart, I already accepted your bid at this point in time. Couldn't say anything because I was davening, I was saying Kriyat Shema. But he was honest, he was truthful that he had accepted that price. He was willing to accept that price, and so he told it. Dover Emet that bilvavo. Even what is in his heart, he speaks the truth about that. So lo ragela lishono does not speak with slander. That is ze Yaakov Avinu. Tichtiv ulai yimusheni aviv aiti beinav kimitateya. Right, because maybe my father will feel, and he will find out that I am a liar. I am tricking him. And so the Rivan says over here, lo rashta l'shakir mitchila. Yaakov didn't want to lie. So he says, ulai yimusheni aviv. His mother pushed him, but she did it because she had a nevuah, and he was supposed to get the bracha. So she says, I have a nevuah, I'm doing it al pi Hashem, but she forced him to do it. But Yaakov was reluctant to lie to his father, although truthfully the pashut psukim is not that he was reluctant to lie, but he was reluctant to get caught. But anyway, the Gemara views this as, or Yaakov's response to his mother as showing that he was not willing to speak untruth, or speak in a manner that would cause others harm. Lo salara e'u ra'ah. What does that mean? He doesn't do bad by others. He doesn't do evil by others. Shelo yarad the umanot chaveiro. Person does not challenge or cause losses for other people in their specific trade or their specific business. I mean, that not that we are anti-competition, but we are anti-competition where there isn't enough to go around for more than one person. I mean, that we don't want you to impinge, right, on someone else's parnasa if there's not enough parnasa for the both of you. If there's enough parnasa for the both of you, fine. But if you're going to come and impinge on this individual, whether it's, and the Gemara has examples of this, about what liorid lumina tchobero, whether it's you're fishing in his hole, or you are setting up a shop in a dead-end street where nobody can get to him unless they pass you, certain things that create a undue or unfair advantage and cause a significant loss to the other individual. He holds no grudges or embarrassment about his relatives. Ze amikarevit krovav. This one who brings his relatives close to him. He takes care of his relatives. And he doesn't worry about so if they embarrass him or the way they act, but he makes sure that he takes care of those that are close to him. That's because Yomelko shigirer atzmot aviv mita shel chavalim. That he dragged around his father Menashe's bones on a bed of ropes to show that his father had not acted in the proper way, that his father had been had been obeyed the Avodah Zarah, he had not followed the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore he says, he drags him around to show or to be mechaper on this issue. Yirei Hashem yichabed ze Yehoshafat melech Yehuda. Shebishah asha yiroet talmid chacham omid mi kiso, he got up from his throne umechabko umenashko, hugged him and kissed him. Vekorelo Rebbe, Rebbe, Mori, Mori. So here he gave such tremendous kavod to Talmidei Chachamim, even though he was the king. And he gave tremendous kavod to Talmidei Chachamim. Nishbad Arab lo yamir ki Rabbi Yochanan. That's like Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Ehe betanit ad shavod beiti. He would take such a neder that I'll be in a tanit until I reach my home. And he kept it. I mean, that he doesn't violate that neder. He takes such a neder, he does not violate it. Kaspo lo natan b'neshech, he doesn't give his money, he doesn't lend his money with interest. And this we saw in the Gemara in Baba Metzia, afilu beribit oved kochavim, even in permissible ribit, even in ribit that is given to a non-Jew which you are allowed to charge, because we had the problem in the Gemara in Baba Metzia when we discussed it there, is kedei shelo yimshoch v'yavod avot Yisrael beribit. The temptation would be so great, the fact that he's having such success and it's going so well with lending with interest, that might tempt him to lend to Jews. We want to be as far away as possible from you lending beribit, because otherwise the person might be drawn in to do it, and then when he's drawn into it, he will not only charge oved kochavim, but he also charge other Israelim interest. Shochad al naki lo lakach, as a shochad al naki lo lakach, gon Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi. That's like Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi. That's also a case that we saw, that he is aris, his sharecropper brought to him his fruits before his normal time, and Rabbi Shmuel ber Rabbi Yosi refused to take them because he was going to be a dayan in the case, and he felt that he would be biased in the case, even though they were rightfully his. It was his own money, it was his own crops. The aris owed him the money, but nevertheless, since he brought it a little early, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi felt that that might be or might sway the case in some way. And therefore he felt it was inappropriate for the Aris to bring him the fruits early. And again, this is lifnei mishurat din. Mishurat din, he didn't take anything that didn't belong to him. He wasn't even taking shochat. But he felt that that extra effort by the Aris already was classified, it would be like shochat in this case. Whoever does these will not, will never be pushed over or swayed, will not fall. When Rabbi Gamliel reached this pasuk, we saw this in Sanhedrin, he used to cry. Whoever does all these will not be, you know, bent over, will not be pushed away. Right? If he just does one of them, it won't be sufficient. It doesn't say you do all of these. It says, whoever does one of these is good. Even with one of them, it's sufficient. If you don't say this, there's another pasuk. It says, don't become tamei in all of these items. Right? I mean, this is in Parshat Achrimot. So, altitamu b'choleile is what the goyim did before you. Don't become tamei with them, whether that's the over the idoni, whether that's the arayot, all the other things that they did. Don't be tamei b'choleile. Someone who deals with all these, he becomes tamei. But chad minay lo, if just one of them, that's not enough. Right? Any one of these is sufficient. Any one of these is sufficient. So the same thing over here. Also, which is one of them is sufficient. Now, this is very much like this. The response to Rabbi Gamliel is very similar to the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah of Lefika Chirvelem Torah Mitzvot was that Hashem gave us plenty of mitzvot in order to that we should get one right, that we should do just one L'shem Shemayim with any Nitiyah Talev. So also over here, if you say that the meaning of David, that he's above it, he came, he brought them down to 11, and now we say you don't have to do all 11, you just have to do one. Out of those 11, that sounds very much like the Rambam's pshat. The problem with that is that it makes it harder. If you're actually reducing them from 613 to 11, your choices are much more limited at this point in time. So therefore it sounds like with some of the other pshatim, like we saw in the Rivan, this idea that the expansiveness of the mitzvot, like he said by the Mikach Herlem and Tomer mitzvot, he gave us tons of lavin, that we are shevi al tasef, we just don't do anything, we are mekayim mitzvot, tons of mitzvot. So then he says, oh yeah, that was good for the tzaddikim, but now where we are, you know, yiridata dorot, we can't keep all these mitzvot, we can't hold by all these things, so we brought them down, we mitzvot them down to 11. Now, right, how do you have it? What happened here? You had 613 mitzvot, and all of a sudden you came down to 11. What's the, what happened to the other mitzvot? Right? What does it mean that there's 11? So there are mefarshim that discuss the fact that the 11 are categorical areas, meaning that they're really headlines of a series of mitzvot that are subsumed under those categories. So this is just a way to say, listen, it's not so big. The problem, 613 mitzvot sounds like a lot, but if I tell you that they're just main categories of mitzvot, right, it's easy, much easier to handle. But so the issue and a hard thing with this is that, and I note this, you're going to see this with every one of the statements from now, is that all of these mitzvot are mitzvot ben adam lechaberu. All the things that are here are not mitzvot ben adam lemakom, but are focused on mitzvot ben adam lechaberu. And this might be what the focus is. If you look in the Nevi'im, whether it's Yishayahu, whether it's Yirmiyahu, right, whether it's all the Treyasar, when they focus on their tochacha of the people, that they say, what their main focus of tochacha is the ben adam lechaveiro. What were the people saying? They were doing all these bad things, they were doing all this evil, and they were saying, oh, we have no problem, the mikdash is here, we bring our karbanot, we do all these things. Their ben adam lemakom was not the problem. What the issue was the ben adam lechaveiro. That's what the Nevi'im are giving tochacha for. So I wanted to suggest, maybe, that this mitzamtzem of mitzvot was to bring down or to give a specific focus on the ben adam lechaveiro. And I'd say, look, okay, yes, there are 613 mitzvot. There are many mitzvot ben adam lemakom, and people are excelling at those areas. But the ben adam lechaveiro was the problem here. So what does it mean, ba'al mitzamtzem? He comes and brings them down to smaller categories. Here, there are just 11 things here. If you look at these 11 things, ben adam lechaveiro, these types of things could really set a standard that we want in Torah, that we want to have. If you want to excel in a ben adam lemakom, you need to excel in these areas of ben adam lechaveiro. And each generation, where it got harder and harder, they brought down the numbers or the categories or the principles that were established Ben Adam leChaveiro. That's the next line. Ba'ishayahu v'imidam ashesh. Imidam to six. Tichtiv. Haleich tzedakot. Dover misharim. One who walks in righteousness, speaks truthfully. Moes bevetza ma'ashakot. And he disdains other people's money and bribes. No er kapab mitchloch bashochad. And he cleans his hands of being involved with any bribery. Utemos no mishma damim. He closes his ears from hearing about any bloodshed. Utseme nav mirot bira. Closes his eyes from seeing any bad. So what are these? Again, olik tzedakot ze Avram Avinu. One who walks righteously, that's Avram Avinu. Dichtiv ki yadativ lemaneh sheyetzaved b'nav acharav. Right, that's certainly tzedakah u'mishpat. So that's why Hashem knows that he's going to give that over to his children, that to walk l'tzot tzedakah u'mishpat. V'dover mesharim ze she'enu maknit p'nei chaveiro b'rabim. This is someone who is not, whether it doesn't embarrass his friend in public, does not argue with his friend in public, does not cause him any undue displeasure in or discomfort in public. Moes v'betza mashakot, go on Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That's the case of Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Elisha, or two, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi. The Shmuel ben Rabbi Elisha was a Kohen, and he was also a Dayan, and a person who brought him one of the Matnot Kuhuna to give to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Elisha, and he refused to take it. Number one, he was afraid as a Dayan that it would look like he was getting shochad, that he was getting paid for the case. And number two, is that he was afraid that this person usually gave his matnot kuna to another kohen, and now he's bringing it to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elisha. So he's also what? He's causing a loss to this other kohen, even though it doesn't belong to the other kohen. Nevertheless, he felt for this other individual. So therefore, he didn't want to take shochad and ashakot. He didn't want to take what belonged to others. He didn't want to take. He was afraid it would be bad that if he's with dayan that he got a matnot kuna. And number two, he didn't want to take what we would normally give him to another kohen. So he refused to take it. Noer kapav mitmoch b'shochad. That's like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi was the case we discussed above. It was refused to take from his aris what was rightfully his because he was a dayan. Oteim ozno mishma damim, closes his ear from hearing bloodshed. Lo shema biziluta detzurba nidirabanan vishotik. He never heard something negative being said about the tzurba nidirabanan and was silent. Kigon Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, like the story of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Now it's interesting. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon is the story in Baba Metziah that after he passed away, right, the rabbanan, or they wouldn't allow him to be buried, and he stayed in his house up in the attic, and his body was whole, nothing happened, never decomposed. One day his wife went up there and she saw some a bug coming out of his ear and some blood coming out of his ear, and she got panicked because she thought that he was starting to decompose, the body was starting to decompose. Blessed Rabbi Shimon came to her in a dream and said, no, don't worry, nothing's happening to me. The reason that that's happening is because one time I heard about Zilutu Derabon, and I heard somebody denigrating a Talmud Chacham, and I didn't respond in the right way. I didn't respond in a strong enough manner. And this is that punishment for that fact that I didn't do that. So you see, actually, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon had the opposite problem. He didn't respond. What does it mean, Kigon, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? So over here, the Rivan says, well, the fact that this was the only thing he got punished for means that he must have been makbid on it. Why? Because Hashem is only makbid b'tzadikim b'chut asara if it's something they're makbid on. So if he was makbid in general, not to, in Ziluta Derabon, and he was makbid that anybody who denigrated Rabban and he spoke up and he ejected. So when he didn't do it, then Hashem said, oh my goodness, he's not doing it this time. So he punished him for that time. So that's what the Rivan says, that he was otherwise makbid in this, and that's why he's the one who represents that quality or that character trait. Right now, Otsem Inam Mirot Birak Rabbi Chir Ba'ava. That's like Rabbi Chir Ba'ava, the Omer Rabbi Chir Ba'ava, Zeshenu Mistakel, Nashim Shach, Omdot Al Kvisa. Doesn't look at the women while they are laundering the clothes on the river. And that's obviously because when they are laundering the clothes of the river, they have to raise their clothing or roll up their sleeves or their skirts to do the laundering in the river, so they are not sanua. So he avoids going that way, he avoids looking in that direction, so they doesn't have any hurhurim. Uchtiv. And the next pasuk in Yishayahu after this pasuk is Hu miromim ishkon. This individual will sit on the high places, will be in a fortress, will be up on the high rocks where he'll be protected. That's the next pasuk. So someone who does all of these, right, is zochet. So again, we see that he brought it from 11 down to 6. Again, I'll point out that all 6 of them are ben adam lechaveiro, issues that are generally ben adam lechaveiro. So maybe mistakel ben nashim b'shat tomedet al kvisa, even though there may it might be both ben adam lechaveiro and ben adam lekom. But generally, these are all right interpersonal issues. I think I was going to say it later, but we could say it right now, which is that putting of ind- individuals or people who had that exemplary behavior as representatives of these midot is that many times we think of a Rebbe, a person has a Rebbe, a certain person, there's a Rebbe. So they look to him for all these things. But I think that it's important to look at everybody in the world as your Rebbe, and this is what it shows here, that every person has something that is that they are really, they're makbidon, they're excelling. And therefore you can look at each person. I think this is such a positive view. We talk about Ben Adam L'Chaveiro here, that these are items that are Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and that we're trying to excel. The greatest thing in Ben Adam L'Chaveiro is to see each individual as exemplary, or to see what they are good at. That's Bidan L'Chavzchut. That is a much more positive view, that find the good in each individual. And so I think that's, here the Gemara is giving a very special message about that, that then they look at each behavior, they say, look, here's an individual who represents that type of behavior and excels in that type of behavior. And that's what we should always look for whenever we go, you know, all the famous Hasidic stories where the Rebbe goes, you know, someone comes to him and goes, go and look, you sit, I want you to go by this butcher over here and watch him work. Or I want you to sit in this hotel and watch the individual, how he counts his money. But why was that? Not that because those individuals were necessarily tzaddikim gemurim, but you could see by a midah that they had or a certain behavior that they have that they were exemplary and that you can learn something from that. And that's true of everybody. And you can learn something from everybody and where they excel at things that they do extremely well. And I think that's why here the Gemara gives examples by each category. Right now, Ba Micha V'Idam HaShalosh, he came and branched them down to three. V'chtiv, Yigad Echa Adam Matov, Uma Hashem Doresh Mimcha, Ki, Im, Asot Mishpat, Va'avat Chesed, Va'atznei Lechet, Im Hashem Elokecha, Osem Asot Mishpat, Ze'adin. Right, that's to make sure that things are adjudicated properly. Avat Chesed, Ze Gmilut Chesedim. Va'atznei Lechet, what's Atznei Lechet? So you would have thought, again, you would have thought this was Ben Adam, the Makom. Atznei Lechet, Im Hashem Elokecha, and that you should be Tzanua, Lifnei Hashem, and there what the Gemara says, Ze Utsata Meit, Vachnasat Kala. No, again, the Gemara turns into something that's Ben Adam, Lechaveiro. Atznei Lechet, is that's Otsat Amid and Achnas Kala? Why? So they quote from Mishle the word Lechet. Tov Lechel, right? Beit Avel Milechel Beit Mishteh, right? That the better to go to the Beit Avel than to go to Beit Mishteh. But when you see the word Lechet, Lechet, the word Lechet is used in those two categories. Oh, Beit Avel and Beit Mishteh. That's for what? Avelut, Achnasat, the Havat Amit, or Otsat Amit, and Achnasat Kala. So that's what they use the Lechet for. Hello, Dorim Kalbachom, Mad Varim, Shein Darkam, Lasotam, Bitsina, Amrat, Aravat, Snea Lechet. Certain items which are very public displays, things that happen in public, which is a Hespade, the bearing of a mate, Achnasat Kala, and the Torah still demands of us, Vatsnea Lechet. It's still be bitzanua. The Rebbe should talk. I'm not so bitzina. Chad kama kama. Things that normally are done bitzina. How much more so that should we act in a manner that is atzanua? Chazar Yishayahu v'midam ashtayim. This is relevant for tomorrow. Rebbe Shneamar. Kuma Hashem shamru mishpat v'asut stakas. Av Torah for the Tanit Zibur. Right. Av Torah for Tanit Zibur is shamru mishpat v'asut stakas. That's all you have to do. Staka and mishpat. That's all you need. Ba'amos v'idimala chat. I almost got it down to one. And you should look for me. Search for me, and you will live. So Matri Flower of Nachma Yitzhak, Ema Dirshuni Bechola Torah Kula. We mean Dirshuni, Dirshuni, we mean, you know, look for me in the whole Torah. I mean that if you look after, you take care of me, do the whole Torah, then it'd be Yechiu. Tell Abah Chavakuk Vemidam Alechat. No, it's Chavakuk that brought him down to one. Shnemar, Betzadik, Beminato Yechiah. The Tzadik lives by his Emunah. Now over here, Emunah can mean multiple things. The way we use Emunah, which is probably not the way it's used, we use Emunah as being belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Generally, when the Gemara uses the term emunah, right, it's used as benasata benatata be'emunah. Emunah over there doesn't mean with belief. It does. It can. It does mean belief because it is a sign of belief. But emunah over there means honestly that a person has be'emunah is trustworthiness. So that's what it means here. Tzadik be'emunutah yechiah is his trustworthiness, right? His character. Now, truthfully, it does reflect emunah, and we say that benasata benatata be'emunah. Someone who conducts his business in a truthful and honest manner, he also has emunah. Because he realizes that it's all from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If it's all from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there's no reason to cheat, there's no reason to steal, that's not going to benefit you in the end. It's a dig, be'emunato yichyeh. So through honesty and truthfulness, that is what, and that righteousness, that's what brings the tzaddik to life. So Amar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Arba Gzerot Gazar Moshe Rabbeinu Israel, Bo Arba Nevi'im Uvitnum. Moshe established four principles about Bnei Israel, and other four Nevi'im came and undermined them or undid them. Moshe Amar Vishkon Yisrael Betach Vadad Ein Yaakov. So Moshe says that Bnei Israel will live alone. They'll be able to be, you know, an Am Vadad Yishkon. They'll be a nation by themselves that are living, and that they'll be able to support themselves, will be self-sufficient, and they'll be strong enough that they can live alone and be separate from the other nations. Baal Moshe Vidah, Amos comes along and says, it was undid that, Shenemar, Chada na mi yakum Yaakov. It says, Chadal na, take it away, mi yakum Yaakov. Who's going to be like Yaakov Avinu? We don't have those tzaddikim like Yaakov Avinu anymore. Chdiv nicham Hashem azot. Hashem, it says after that, Hashem, nicham. And nicham over here means that, not that he was comforted, but nicham, like in we had in Gemara and Sanhedrin. They wanted to know, by nichem Hashem al ra. What does it mean by nichem? Does nichem mean that he was comforted, or by nichem means that he retracted it, he reversed it? And that's what by Breshit, that's what the Gemara and Sanhedrin wants to know. Is that when Hashem ki nicham ki aso, that Hashem was, right, he was upset that he had made man. What is that nicham over there? So now, over here it says, Chadal nami Yaakov ki katon hu. Actually, that's the end of the pasuk that we don't have here. So that, what does it mean, katon hu? We are too small. You know, Yaakov Avinu was Tzadik Gomor, and you know, even he was considered small. Katon tu mikol ha-chasidim, and yet he was able to protect. We don't even get up to the feet of Yaakov Avinu. So we can't live betach vadai. We can't live alone. And that's what Hashem said, Nicham Hashem azot. Hashem retracted that. Moshe Amar ubgoyim ahem lo targiyah. It says in the Tochacha in the Kitavo, that when they go out into exile, when they go into Galut, they will find no rest or peace in the places that they go into Galut. Vayar miyav v'amar, haloch, l'argiyo, Yisrael, says the Torah for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Right here it says, haloch, l'argiyo, Yisrael. Hashem should go and allow Yisrael to be l'argiyo, they should be peaceful and restful, that they were able to live in the Galut, which is today, where Bnei Yisrael have been able to succeed in the Galut, and then feel comfortable in the Galut. Right, Moshe Amar, that Hashem will not only punish the parents, but even on the children. The sins of the parents will be brought on the children. Again, when they follow in the ways of their fathers. It says, "Anefesh ochotet hi tamut." That those that sin, they will be punished. No one else. Moshe Amar, "Vatem bagoyim." That you'll be lost, destroyed, and lost amongst the nations. It'll blow the great shofar. Uvaha ovdim. Sure, right? That, and then all the nations that are dispersed will come back. So uvdim, those that are lost, will be brought back. So they say, Moshe says, "Vatem goyim, you'll be lost." Sounds like lost forever in the goyim. And Yisrael comes, no, that they'll come back. Those that are lost will come back. Amarav mistafina mihaikra. I was always embarrassed. I always felt uncomfortable. We read this pasuk, "Vatem goyim," that you will be lost amongst the nations. So matkadur papa dilma ka aveda mitpakeshet. Who says it has to be something negative? An Aveda, you can have one type of Aveda, which is something where you have Yehush. So it gives up, and Aveda means it's lost forever. But there's another type of Aveda where a person is still searching for the Aveda. So that Aveda is positive. The people are still interested in it. They still want to see it. So how do you know that's not that positive side? And because it says, Dichtim, Ta'iti Kiseh Oved Bakesh Abdecha. David HaMelech says, Ta'iti Kiseh Oved. I'm lost, like a lost sheep. Now, Bakesh Abdecha, search after me. I still want to be a part of you. I still want to be close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Search for me, because my being lost is not that I want to be lost forever and away. I want to be lost. I want to be still together. I want you to search for me. Elam is safe in Dikra. No, I wasn't embarrassed from the front end of the pasuk. I was embarrassed from the second half of the pasuk, which is, Bachla etchem eretz oyvechem. The lands of your enemies where you're sent into Galut will eat you up, which means that you won't come back. You'll be lost and not come back. So maybe it's like eating zucchinis and gourds. So I don't know what's particular about eating zucchinis and gourds, but the Ramban says that when you eat zucchinis and gourds, you eat some and you leave others over. So that's the same thing over here, that some will be eaten up, but that doesn't mean all of them will be eaten up, the others will come back. So it's not something of permanence, not that everyone will be consumed in these areas. There were those that will come back to Eretz Yisrael. And now the most famous of the Gemara is here at the end of Makot Ukvar Ayah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva Mahalchim Baderech. They were walking along the way. They heard the loud, the cheers, the voices, the noises of Romi Pata. or either from that or Mipatilus, some sort of a capital city, Berachok Me'av Esrim Mil, 120 mil away, they could hear the shouts and the cries and all the excitement of their victories and their joy. V'itchilu bochin, and they began to cry. Rabbi Akiva Misachek, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amalo Mipnei Ata Misachek, why are you laughing? Amalem Batem Mipnei Atem Bochim, why are you crying? Amrulo Halalu Kushuim Shemishtachavim Latzavim Umaktrim Elavodat Kochavim. Right, they bow down to these man-made items, and they are Maktir Ktoret to Avodah Zarah. Yoshvim Betach Bashkeit, they sit comfortably and quiet with peace. Vano Beit Adom Raglei Elokeinu Saruf, and our Beit HaMikdash is burnt down to the ground, and we are in a galut and a tremendous amount of of elut and discomfort. Beish v'lo nivkeh, and we should not cry over here. Amalem l'kach ani mitzachek, or mitzachek, this is why I'm laughing. Mal ovrei ritzono kach, lo se ritzono achat kamo v'kamo. So if the ovrei ritzono kach, this is what he does for those who don't follow his ways, and this is the good that they get, then lo se ritzono achat kamo v'kamo, those that do follow his ways, they know what's, you know, ma safun lanu, what's in the future for us, after all that we've gone through, and we are following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what we said, "Show Pamachada Yolim Yerushalayim." They went to Yerushalayim, came in Shigila Haratzufim. They reached Haratzufim, Karubik Dehem. The din of Kriya, all right, on Makom Hamikdash. They saw from Haratzufim. They could see the Makom Hamikdash. They tore Kriya. Came in Shigila Harabayit. They reached Harabayit. Ra'u Shu'al Sheitze Yatzah MiBeit Kodesh HaKodeshim. They saw a fox coming out of the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim. Itchluin Bochin. They break down crying. Rabbi Kiva Misachek. Rabbi Kiva was laughing. I'm a lo lifnei ma'atam misachek. How could you be laughing at such a moment? Why are you crying? That anybody, not even a, right? Only the Kohen Gadol can go in there. Yom HaKippurim can only enter there. And now there's a Shual walking over there. Shualim are taking a tour of that area. We shouldn't cry. So that's why I'm laughing. It says, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, I am making for me these witnesses that such and such will happen. Et Uriah Kohen ve Zechariah ben Yeverechya hu. She says, Ma'inyan Uriah itzel Zechariah. What does Zechariah and Uriah have to eat with each other? Uriah is a Navi b'Mikdash Rishon. It's the time of Yirmiyahu, a Navi, around that time period. B'Zechariah b'Mikdash Sheni. Zechariah is the last of the, one of the last of the Treyasar. And at the time of Bayit Sheni, he has a Nevuot of Bayit Sheni. Ella Tala Katub Nevuotosho Zechariah b'Nevuotosho Uriah. The Pasuk is connecting the two Nevuot. Why? B'Uriyakti, by Uriah it says, L'chein b'glal chem tzion tzadeh techerash. Techarish, that the Sion, the Har HaBayit will be plowed over. It will be plowed over, and then it says Yerushalayim will be left in desolation, and everything will be burnt to the ground, and the walls will be toppled over. That's what the Pasuk in Zechariah says. That's the Pasuk in Micha says, which is a somewhat difficult situation over here, because we also, before we quoted from Micha, before Higidecha Matov, which was the Haftorah for Parshat Balak, where we quoted from Micha brought him down to 3. Now here we're quoting from Micha again, and that has nothing to do with Uriah, which is what Tosfos raises over here. It says, I looked throughout Navi, I looked throughout Nach, and I didn't find a single Nevuah from Uriah that had anything to do with Tzion Tzadeh Techeresh. So Tosfos has to come up with an explanation. He says that they were giving Nevuah around the same time period. It says they were giving Nevuah around the same time period. There's a story in Yirmiyahu, late in Yirmiyahu, like Perek Lamed Chet, where they throw Yirmiyahu into a boar of tit, and he's going to die there. And then the Eben Kushi comes around with a bunch of men, and they pull him out. They go to the king, and they pull Yirmiyahu out, and they save Yirmiyahu. So we know that a number of Nevi'im that were Nitnan Be at that time period, and these men said Yirmiyahu was not saying anything different than the other Nevi'im. And so if he's not saying anything different from the other Nevi'im, the Nevi'im are Uriah and Micha, and so on and so forth. So that means that Uriah had a similar Nevuah to Micha. That's the way Tosfos also solves the problem over here. Right, so the Tosfos brings this down to try to explain it. It's still even difficult. Even there in Yirmiyahu, they don't quote these Nevi'im. They just say other Nevi'im that said this, meaning that it's not even so clear that it's Uriah and Micha. But nevertheless, that's how Tosfos connects the two. And therefore, that's what he was B'schayaktiv, the Nevu'ah, which we know. Achein, right, that which is Od Yishvuz, Kenim, Skenot, Brochavot, Yushalayim. Here Tosfos asks, how do you know that's talking about Latid Labo? Right, because he says, actually, Tkaima, Nevu'ah, Toshul, Uriah, before the Nevu'ah, Uriah came true, I didn't mean to come into Nevu'ah, Toshul, Chaya. I was afraid that that wouldn't come true. Now I know that since Akshav, Shinitkaima, Nevu'ah, Toshul, Uriah, Yadush, Nevu'ah, Toshul, Chaya, Mitkayemet. So that I would, now I know that the Nevu'ah, Chaya will come true. How do I know that that didn't take place? So Tosfos says over here that the Gemara, in other places, Darshins, that when we talk about Od Yishvuz, Kenim, Skenot, Birchobot, Yushalayim, that it's a Gzeirah Shava, that by Tchiyat HaMeitim. And since we know that Tchiyat HaMeitim didn't take place in the first bite and the second bite, because it says there, Od Yishvuz, Kenim, Skenot, Birchobot, Yachua Mishanotam. And by Elisha, when he brings back the maid to life, it says, Ktiv Al Mishanto. So Mishanto, Mishanto Tam, they do Gzeirah Shava, that this is why I'm at Tchiyat HaMeitim. So since I'm at Tchiyat HaMeitim, it must be only Latin Labo. And that's how we know it's a Nevuah for the Bayit Shlishi. So now, what's interesting is, I just want to point this out, is that Rabbi Kiva also spoke about a fox one other time, and that's in the Gemara in Brachot and Samech Aleph Amud Bet. And there that's with Pappas Ben Yehuda. Pappas Ben Yehuda says the Romans were gozer, no more learning of Torah in public. And Rabbi Kiva goes, that was Makil Rabbim for Torah. And Pappas Ben Yehuda says, how can you do this? You're going to lose out. And Rabbi Kiva gives him a mashal, and he says, it's a mashal to a fish that are in the fish that are in the river, and the shu'al, and the fox that's walking along the banks of the river. He says, the fox said to the fish, listen, you know there are nets out there, you're going to get caught by the human beings in the water, why don't you come out and live with me and my fathers on the edge of the rivers? The fish respond to the shu'al. When the fish respond to the shu'al, they say, "B'makom chiyuteinu, in the place where we can survive in the water, right there, maybe we're a little dangerous. When we come out on the banks of the river, we can't survive, where we can't live. Achat kamakom, it's more dangerous for us." So Rabbi Kiva says, "So to us, you know, to learn Torah is dangerous. You're right, because the Romans made gzeirah. But to not learn Torah is even more dangerous, because that we don't know what to do if we don't learn Torah. So better to learn Torah." And the story ends that Rabbi Ben Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva ended up in jail together, and Rabbi Ben Yehuda says, Rabbi Kiva, Ashrecha Shnitafsta Al Divrei Torah. Blessed be you, or you should be praised because you were caught on Divrei Torah and I was caught on something else, something not meaningful. Meaning that it was, you were caught on Divrei Torah and you're so right about the Mashal. What's important here is that that's the same Shual. The Shual that walks on the banks and river and tries to convince Bnei Israel to come out of the Torah and leave the Torah and to come out into the banks of the river. It's the same Shual that's walking through the Beit Kodesh HaKodeshim trying to create Yeush for the Jews and say, that there is no longer, you're not going to see the Mikdash anymore. Come with me. No longer is there a Mikdash. No longer do you have to worship Hashem. The Mikdash is gone. The mitzvot are gone. So along comes Rabbi Kiva in both instances. In the case of the Dagim, no, Bnei Yisrael being in the water, in Torah and in Shalak and Mayim, that being in the water is what keeps us alive, and also over here. Rabbi Kiva says the Shual walking here is a siman that we are going to come back. Not a siman that we won't. It's not a siman of Yeush. It's a siman that we should keep going, that we should be positive. And that, Lashon Zamrulo, Akiva, Chamtano, Akiva Nichamtano. Here we are standing at the footsteps, right, the Erev of the 3 weeks. And this is Rabbi Akiva, you were Menachem Otano. You gave us comfort, you were able to comfort us. And that's how we should think about the 3 weeks, that each year that we come to this Avelus, this should be the last time that we have such an Avelus. The last time that we are faced with the 3 weeks and the 9 days and the Tisha B'Av and the Churban HaMikdash. Because we should see the Nechama, that we should believe that this is the last time that we don't have Yeush, that we believe that we really can change it. And here we see on this daf how we have to change it. Right? It's not, yes, there's been Adam LeMakom that we have to improve, but the mitzvot, when we came to Nevi'im or Mitzamtim the mitzvot, it was all about Ben Adam LeChaviro, and that's what we know. The second Beit HaMikdash destroyed for Sinat Chinam. And that's what the rectification is here, that Ben Adam LeChaviro, we should look at these mitzvot that are listed here, all these that are Ben Adam LeChaviro, and to remind us to strengthen our Ben Adam LeChaviro, so this will really be the last time that we have the Avelus of the 3 weeks. Okay, we'll stop over here.